Hey, we're joined this morning by Illinois State University Redbird former football player. You were defensive end, correct?
I was.
Yes. Yeah, I want to make sure because sometimes they move you to linebacker. I think in the NFL they've moved you to linebacker, right?
They have. Yeah, it's been a smooth transition, though.
Colton Underwood joins us today. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me here.
And the reason I say congratulations is you got big news from the Oakland Raiders at the end of the season.
I did. I signed back to them on a future reserve 1-year contract.
So, nice.
I'm excited to be playing next season with them.
How do you feel about the big announcement that we're going to hear later today, which we already know about, Peyton?
You know, I grew up as a Colts fan.
Yeah.
So I grew up watching him and having season tickets and seeing him in his younger days. And I've always been a huge fan of him. So to stay in the division, playing with the Chargers and then playing with the Raiders and being able to watch him and his career, you know, I have nothing but the utmost respect. It probably... to me, in my eyes, he's the most respected player for me in the league.
Were you on the sideline at all whenever he was in the game and you watched him?
I was. And, you know, I always had, you know, it was sort of funny. I always had the hypothetical conversations with my dad. Hey, well, you know, what if I go in and I sack him? You know, I've been watching this guy since I've been seven. You know, it's not going to happen now that he's retiring. But, you know, it was fun to think about those things.
Well, 18 years. I mean, that's...
There's a lot of guys who probably had that dream that you did the sack Peyton Manning.
Right.
You know?
Oh, without a doubt. you know, that could be your claim to fame if you, you know, depending on how long your career is. But no, I'm like I said, I have the utmost respect for that man.
All right. Cool. Well, that's the big news that we wanted to talk about in your professional career. But you have because you are an NFL player, it gives you the opportunity to do things for other people that maybe a lot of other people are not able to do. So tell us about the Legacy Foundation that you just formed.
Starting brand new this year, I formed the Colton Underwood Legacy Foundation, which is going to benefit cystic fibrosis through the participation of youth athletics. So overall, my goal goes, it's to raise awareness and money for the CF, patients and people with CF, but also to promote athletics and show what I've learned along my journey through playing football, and share it with those kids and encourage them. And, you know, if I can encourage one or two kids from this camp to continue on and to fight for their dream to play in the NFL, you know, I've done my job.
It's pretty tough. I mean, it's a big dream to have because if you look at the fractions or the percentages of kids that can go on and say that they're NFL players, it's pretty small.
It is. I think it's like a million something high school players and then a couple hundred thousand
wow.
in college. But one thing I've always stressed is, you know, those are odds. You could change the odds by your work ethic. You know, you could change it a couple percent by working harder. You could change it by aligning yourself with the right people, having the right mentors, staying out of trouble. There's different ways to change the odds into your favor. Not a lot of people realize that. They see the number and they say, oh, 0.06% of me making it. No, thank you. I saw that and I took it as a challenge. All right, let's change these odds. And obviously,
that's awesome.
I had some genes that helped change my odds too. But I've been a big believer. I'm never going to tell anybody that they can't go after their dream. So I love encouraging the youth.
We're talking to Colton Underwood this morning, the Oakland Raiders.
So give us a few details about your event, which is for the Legacy Foundation. It's going to be June 24th in Peoria at Paradise Banquet Hall.
Yeah, so the Legacy Gala this year is a sort of a new aspect. I found last year there's a lot of parents hanging around in the parking lot at my camp. So I want to give the parents and maybe some of the people that are too old to be in the camp an opportunity to meet some of the players, mingle with them, and also, you know, raise money for my foundation and sort of treat it as an introduction dinner to my foundation and what I'm trying to accomplish with it.
Great explanation for the dinners. It's kind of like the ESPY Awards.
It is. That's a great comparison. I want people to dress up because I don't think there's enough events in this area that, you know, is formal like that. But I want people to have fun with it. And if anybody has any questions about, you know, what the apparel is, just Google the ESPYs and you'll see your wide variety of outfits that some of these players, you know, get carried away with. And it's a great night for the athletes. And I just want everybody to have a blast when they come out to
give a girl a reason to throw on a dress and get a new pair of shoes. Yeah. And she is all about that.
Exactly.
Matching
exactly.
Purse, little bling.
Faith, if you've ever watched the ESPY Awards, or if I ever say that they're a lot like you are, so a lot of the players are like you are. The brighter the glitz is the better, okay?
So you say you're bringing along a couple of your friends. Do you know what friends those are going to be? yet?
Have you not
locked them in?
I do not. There is no such thing as locking any player in. I'll tell you that. And I won't drop any names, but last year, there was a player who actually, the night before my camp, just walked into the airport and said, "Hey, I need to get to Peoria, Illinois." And that's how he went about getting his flight. And he kept texting me throughout the week. I said, "Hey, can I get your itinerary?" And he said, "I'll be there, Colton. No worries." And I was like, "All right, I trust you." And come to find out, he just walked in the airport and bought his ticket and and came on over. And you know that, and that's what you get with him. And it's funny.
You take what you get.
Yeah, you take what you get.
That's typical guys, though, isn't it? I mean,
it sort of is. You know, it's just real nonchalant. But you know, he was there and had a blast. And everybody, I think all the players, you know, had a great time at the camp. And this year, with my brother entering into the draft, I'm hopefully going to have quite a few more NFL players here.
See, a lot of people don't realize that your bro's going in too. What's your brother's name?
Connor Underwood. Yeah, he.
Connor and Colton. Oh,
yeah.
Like, come on, your mom is the cutest.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We stayed with the C. But no, he's out training in Denver right now.
What are his chances?
You know, I think they're good. I think they're really well. And one thing I've always stressed to him is if you don't get drafted, it's not the end of the deal. I didn't get drafted. I got into a camp, and I knew for me, getting into a camp and sort of showing the coaches that what I bring to the table is huge, and that's what I've always told him.
I mean, it could be another Manning situation. We could have the brothers.
The Underwood
facing
brothers.
Off. I mean, come right. on. That would be, like, I'm going to dream for
it
you.
It is, and that's another hypothetical thing,
yeah.
You know, me and my dad
that
talked
about.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Let's just hope you're not on 30 for 30 one day.
Right.
You know, in the ESPN,
yeah.
The fall of the Underwood brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
or the rise. You know, you could hope you were on there, and,
yes.
and it's the other way around.
Let's wrap it up with this. Where can they get their tickets?
For the dinner over at the Paradise, it's on June 24th again. The tickets will open up on April 1st on my website and also Washington Community High School. They'll have them right there at the receptions desk. You can also go to ColtonUnderwood.com and it'll take you to my foundation's website to order your tickets as well. For the camp, for the second annual Colton Underwood football camp presented by OSF Healthcare.
Pay attention to ColtonUnderwood.com or his Facebook page if you're buds with him, and all of that information will pop up for you, too.
Hold on.
What's that?
I got to do this.
All right.
Do you have entertainment already?
I do.
Sorry.
It's not completely locked in. We could talk
about
it.
Because I own my own DJ business. I would
oh,
totally
do you, really?
Donate mm-hmm. DJ,
would you
photo
like
booth.
Glass slipper entertainment at
See?
Your event?
Crystal columns, lighting, photo booth, the whole thing. I would donate.
We're going to have to talk more.
I would donate
yeah.
my time for this. Yeah,
that would,
absolutely.
That would be awesome. I knew I liked you guys.
Yeah. See? Just saying, it's an opportunity. I don't want to take away somebody's
I appreciate
option.
That.
But
awesome. And, you know, with you saying that, it's truly been amazing to see all of the support from around
yeah.
the community. It's been awesome to see the community of Washington, the community of Bloomington, Peoria, come together for such a great cause.
All right, Colton Underwood, one last question we have for you. Coach Spack, one of your favorite coaches of all time and ours as well. What is one of the best pieces of advice coach ever gave you? Because I'm sure there was a lot.
You know, there was. And not only with Coach Spack, with Coach Nowinski as well. And and one of his sayings is you can never be too high and you can never be too low. And I think that's just a good mantra for living life. You're going to have ups and downs, but you should never hold your, you know, head too low and you should never hold it too high. And I think even with, you know, some of the adversity I was faced with last year, you know, I lived by that quote. And even getting back into the NFL now, I'm going to use it for the right reasons and use it to help these kids out and help the, you know, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
All right. Colton Underwood, again, former ISU Redbird and now Oakland Raider and going back for another year. We're really excited to hear great news for you, and we'll continue to hear great things in the future. So we're excited about your event. Again, for more details, go to his website, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You had all the girls a tee-hee-hee and a chitter-chatter, and it was
so
cute.
They were checking out the NFL player.
Yeah, that's funny.